The songs you love, the feelings you remember. KLMJ.
Spring planting season is just around the corner, and at First Bank Hampton, we're here to help local farmers get ready. Hi, this is Josh Lang. If you're planning equipment or input purchases, talk to us about our ag loans tailored for your operation. Our team of experienced local lenders makes decisions right here in our community, so you can get fast answers, local financing, and competitive rates. Ready to start the season strong? Stop by or call First Bank Hampton today. Your trusted partner in ag lending. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
And today we are joined by the president of Revitalize Dumont here on KLMJ. Just over a year ago now, we had the roundtable, so to say, talking with President Roger Craig, also some members of Revitalize Dumont. That was Mike Thornburg and Jeff Kolb as well. And just talking about how they got things started. Now we here are a year later. Some things have been going on in the school. There's been fundraisers during that time. Going to get an update on what's been going on here over the last 12-plus months. Roger, thanks again for giving us an update here today.
Absolutely. Glad you're here.
So, Roger, I said this off-air, too, but, you know, before we talk about what's actually going on in the building, if someone would have told you back last February 2025 where you guys are at today, would you have been feeling pretty good where you are today if someone told you where you are right now back then 13 months ago?
Yeah, we really did not know what to expect. We knew this was going to be a long-term process and a lot of work, but we did have some great donations. And if anybody would have told me that at the end of 2025, we would have the money in the bank that we had and had some of the work done, cleanup and some of the work done that we got done, I would have been very surprised if that happened, but the community really came together in 25 and made some things happen.
So on the socials, you guys are very active on that, whether it's talking about your fundraisers or what's going on at the school. It says, you know, electrical work is going on there. You got a contractor for your roofs as well. So kind of explain what's going on at the building then.
Yeah, so just a refresher, you know, when we took ownership of the property, it was 100% stripped of all the utilities. So there's literally no plumbing that's usable. There's no electrical that's usable. So we've had to start from scratch. So we had three-phase power brought in. There's a lot of questions about what's right or wrong there, but we wanted the three-phase power because of the size of the building and they have the efficiency of operations in the future. So yeah, you know, it was about $40,000 to bring three-phase power underground into the building. We've got that set now, the transformer and power on the outside of the building. Right now, we have a temporary line going into the building, and we just had the lights on the gym, two bays of the lights in the gym turned on earlier this week. So making progress there. We've still got a lot of work to do with electrical, but our main cost of getting it installed to the building and ready to go inside is done. So now we're going to be able to start using a lot of our local help to help with some of the other electrical in the building. Roof-wise, we've got the contract signed now with the roof contractor. It's $178,000 that will redo the entire gym roof. So, and we were just told earlier this week that we're scheduled to work on that starting the first week of April. So weather permitting this spring, and if they get a good couple weeks to do that, we should be setting good with preserving the core of the facility, which is our gymnasium, is really what our overall objective was from day one. So that's a good start to that, is to have a new roof on that building.
Again, we're joined by President of Revitalize Dumont, Roger Craigle, as we get an update on what's going on there. As we said, electrical is now in the building. So when I talked to Danny Shear and Mike Thornburg after the presentation back in early December, and one of the questions I asked Mike at the time, and it always seems to be probably the biggest issue of fundraising, is especially with a community like this, you have all these graduates. It was Dumont High School at the time that are, you know, most of them aren't around here. You know that, Roger. Yeah. So would you say that's still kind of an outreach you guys are still doing, is to talk to these graduates from 1970s, 1980s, when it was still Dumont High?
It's really fascinating to see, as Laura's posting the graduating classes online, and And then you see people responding to the, and the distant family members are starting to communicate and they comment and relationships. And that's really neat to see. And we are gathering momentum and gaining a list of people that are wanting to be involved. We just had, it's very coincidentally, we're here today because I just opened an email from Chuck Bonger that was a former principal at the school building years ago. Before I was here. So, and I know anybody that's listening to this, they remember that name. And he was very influential in the school district and the community involved. And we're making those types of relationships happen again. And they're interested in getting part of the process. So, yeah, we've got a lot of people that are watching what we're doing from a distance. And they're trying to get involved.
And a contact like that, the principal, I mean, he can get you, you know, that's a social web where you can reach out to.
Exactly. That's, we're looking forward. We're going to try and get together with them in the near future.
Then going back to late last year, you guys had a poker run, I think a 5K as well as fundraisers, I believe. Mike and Danny said those were great turnouts for that. So what's kind of the plans for 2026?
We're not going to change the playbook a whole lot. We're going to start, we've got a list of activities. So our spring poker run, we just had one in the fall. First time, and a lot of those people said, you ever think about doing one in the spring? So we put one on the list. So we are going to have our first spring poker run on April 25th. We're planning on doing our 5K again in the summer on sandbagging days, so that should be June 13th is what I'm told. Then we'll do our fall poker run again September 12th. We had great success at our fall 5K cross-country run out at Dennis and Deb Menon's, and we're gracious enough to be invited back out there again. So planning on doing that October 10th. And then like we did last year, we had a kind of a farmer's type meal, a drive-through pork chop meal on that same day, October 10th. And we'll probably do that that afternoon also. So those are the five or six things that we had done last year. And we're going to continue those again this year and kind of hopefully build on them a little bit.
Again, we're joined by the president of Revitalize Dumont, that is Roger Craigle, as we talk about the first year essentially of Revitalize Dumont and what they're doing to the former school building. Like he said, electrical is back in there. He said the building for years had no utilities, and if you looked at it from the inside when it started, you can kind of see how that happened. But roofing contractor in place, all that. He talked about the fundraisers they have planned for 26. And Roger, anything else that we may have missed here during this time?
Well, I just wanted to share, you know, total-wise, in 2025, we brought in $278,000 in donations. And so far in 26, we've received about $25,000. So that gives us about $300,000 total that we've received, which is very gracious for a community this size and for the people involved. Right now, after, you know, coming out of that is our operating expenses of insurance and some other stuff, in which we're running now into our second year of operations. So now we got to pay insurance again for the year and all that type of stuff. But between buying the property and acquiring the property and getting the electrical in, you know, we've spent close to $60,000 on those items. So we're down to right around, we've got about $230,000 right now in money that'll be used this year. $178,000 of that will go out for the gym roof, so that brings us back down to $50,000. And we're hoping that fundraising goes well again this year, and we're hoping that with making progress on the roof and cleanup and the electricity, some of our larger donors that we haven't seen yet will step up to the plate and maybe see that this is something that's going to happen and have some confidence. And maybe one or two of those large donors will come forward and help us get over the hump here and get some things done.
Well, quickly, a good plug for you at the end. What's the best way if someone wants to donate money, maybe via check especially, or is that mailed to Roger?
Take it right to the bank. Our account is there. You can also do Venmo or PayPal. The code's on the Facebook. Contact any one of us, our board members. We've got Brittany Groenwald is helping the board with a lot of the day-to-day fundraisers that I just spoke about. We've got Mike Thornburg that's kind of in charge of the alumni and the fundraising with that side of it. And then we got Jeff Kolb that's working the grant application side. And last year we missed a lot of the grant applications because of, number one, timing, and number two, a lot of the grants, you need to have your own money before you're eligible to get other grants. So now that we've got some money in the account, have done some work, I think that's opening the playbook a little bit for Jeff to see some opportunities for new grants that we weren't eligible for last year. So those things are all starting to happen more. A couple of the other things that I would probably comment on is we acquired the can redemption box here from the Friends of the Library that we're no longer using the can redemption box. So we now own that, Revitalized Dumont does. So anybody that's recycling nickel cans here in Dumont, that money will be going towards Revitalized Dumont. That can box is in the same location it has been. Finally, I would probably comment that we are in the middle of tax season, so anybody that is looking for donations to a 501c3 nonprofit and want the deduction, keep Revitalized Dumont in mind that way too.
Taxable deduction. There you go. Well, Roger, always appreciate the time. We'll talk on the road. You are a board member, that is, because the board member's been great to talk with too. Last time it was Danny and Mike Thornburg, but we'll keep in touch, and as always, follow them on Facebook as well, Revitalized Dumont, but thanks for talking.
Very good. Thank you for covering.
All right. Our thanks to Roger Craigle for joining us on the Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the Next Gen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Ready to refresh your space? Hi, this is Steph McWilliams with First Bank Hampton with exciting news. Our limited time home improvement and HELOC specials are here. If you've been dreaming of updating your kitchen, finishing that basement, or finally tackling those interior projects you've noticed during the long winter, now's your chance. With great rates and flexible options, it's the perfect time to turn your house into the home you love. Don't wait. Visit us or call First Bank Hampton today to find your best option. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.